brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
And he says, yeah, he'll wear his brother's uniform. So Piers Morgan agreeing, dress up in the uniform and kill me. And that's a weird sycophantic thing psychologically. That, oh, as long as he wears a uniform, see, they're the state. It's okay for the state to kill you. This is a cult of miscreants. And a few newspapers picked it up. Drudge picked it up. It became somewhat of a story. But it's like, oh, it's just a joke. We're going to shoot you. But, oh, I was scary because I yelled at him a little bit and said, you will not get our guns. I know it's about disarming us. They hate it when we won't play games with them. Eric, where do you see all this going?
You know, Alex, listen. You and I have a problem. We go out fist to cuffs. It's over. That's the way it used to be. All right? This guy's going to put on a uniform, his brother's uniform, and shoot you with a... I mean, it's just they're so creepy. You're right. I mean, it really is a group of creeps. Here's Morgan. I love the fact that you have this petition. And, of course, everybody in England is saying, oh, please, we don't want him back. That is America now, right? We're the dumping ground of all the losers. We get all the losers in America. God, if you're a scientist from another country, we don't want you. But are you sick and you can barely get here? We'll take you. Where are we headed? We're headed to, you know what's going on in Texas with the microchipping. Microchipped, disarmed. I was hoping for a Star Trek future. I think we're going to have a Mad Max future. That really is what's going to happen.
By the way, I went and saw your friend last night, William Shatner, Shatner's World. I've never seen him in person. I know you're friends with him. Very impressive.
Well, you know that he was in my wedding, and he flew in to be part of, to helping me when my daughters were born. He's a very dear friend. He's a great man. He's a great man of honor. We don't agree politically, but the Shat abides.
Well, I mean, I like him even more hearing, because he went for over 2 hours, even though I think it's only supposed to be an hour and a half, and it was just a real guy, and you realize how much stuff he's done.
Yeah.
All these books, all these records, all these TV shows, all these movies.
Alex?
Yeah.
Can I tell you a great story?
Sure.
I'm with him, and I said, look, all of these actors, you've been around since the 60s, all of these actors, I don't know their names, I know your name, and he held his hand out the window. You know how when you're a kid, how you put your hand out the window to feel the, and he kind of does a wave. And I said, what that means? I said, why do I know your name, but everybody else mostly has been forgotten of your era? And he just puts his hand, he goes, man, peaks and valleys. I said, what does that mean? He goes, you keep walking. When you have a table set with your enemies, you get up and you keep walking. The Bible says to walk through the valley. And that's you, Alex, you know, it meant me. We keep walking, we keep fighting, and that's why we're around and he's around and guys like that. He really is, he's in his 80s now, and he's just, he's a man's man, and he doesn't believe in laying down. Can I tell another quick story?
You be bad.
Okay. He goes through a divorce. He's completely broke. He's doing dinner theater in Kansas City. He is living in he can't afford a hotel room. He's doing Tiffany's Attic dinner theater. He is sleeping in the back of his pickup truck. Now think about this. William Shatner, Captain Kirk. This is after Star Trek got canceled. A kid comes up and says, hey, mister, is that three-dimensional inside? Is that a spaceship? He goes, yeah, kid. He's cooking in a Weber grill in a parking lot in Kansas City at a broken-down dinner theater. All right? This kid comes over and says, is that your spaceship? He goes, yeah, whatever, kid. The kid's on a Schwinn bicycle. He goes, well, my dad has reached a magazine called Variety, and they said they're looking for you, and Star Trek's coming back in movies. He couldn't afford a hotel room. He couldn't afford a meal. He kept going. And I'm telling you, America's down right now. People may feel down, but all it takes is one call, one break. America needs that call. America needs a break. I need a break. We all need a break right now.
Hold on. You got to do 5 more minutes with us. I want to get your take after the break on how do we get that break. How do we turn the tide? The globalists are scared of that. They're trying to suppress us. How do you see America coming back? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are very perilous times. They're openly talking about executive orders for the Second Amendment. All the globalist state-run media, CNN, MSNBC, and others are talking about NPR. Is be reasonable. Let us register and confiscate your semi-autos. But we don't want your guns. The LA Times, New York Times, you name it. I'm crazy. Alex Jones is crazy because I say they want to confiscate our guns. And we're going to play The Daily Show saying I'm insane. Nobody wants my guns. Multiple other shows, Conan O'Brien, you know, nobody wants my guns. I'm crazy. I've just got all the people that are in office saying they want a total gun ban and can play clips of them and have the UN treaty that says they can confiscate all the guns. And even Forbes is an analyst of it, an analysis that says the same thing. But I'm still crazy. They play this game with us. There's no death panels in the healthcare bill. You're crazy. Now they're like, oh, yeah, it's in there. We're going to restrict your care. The insurance companies didn't write the health care bill to rip you off and double your premiums and double the overall cost. Oh, now it's in effect. Oh, it does double everything. AP, Reuters, USA Today. And it was painful. I take it personally when con artists do things to me and others. And I sat there yesterday, happened to go to the doctor over a bad chest cold, hadn't been to the doctor in 3 years or so. And I watch people going, why is everything going up so much? Why is my premium double? Why is the deductible more? Why is the... And they said, it's the new health care law, ma'am. And then, and for some reason, it was almost all women. And then there was a man saying, look, I can't afford this. I don't have this much money in the bank. Let me talk to the doctor. And they were there begging, and the doctors are like, all right, I'll do it for free. Like they're supposed to with a certain percentage, but people with insurance couldn't afford it now. And, of course, the insurance companies wrote it. And I know I already talked about that last hour. It's just seeing this, I got angry again. It's like the Dave Mustaine song, angry again, angry again. That's normal. It's meant to get me moving to do something. And they want to physically confiscate most of our guns. The bills are introduced, massive ammo taxes, registration to buy ammo. And then I'm there, and Piers Morgan's like, well, nobody wants to take your guns. And I'm like, you're advocating, you've advocated in the past, the abolition of citizen ownership. But I just want the British style. What? Where if you pay huge taxes and register, you can have a gun in a locker at a facility where you can go shoot at targets, and hunting's been outlawed. Of course, that's exactly what I want. I was talking to him before the show. I'm like, oh, so that's a Second Amendment. If I jump through 87,000 flaming hoops on a blue moon when the planets align, if I cross my fingers and stand on one leg, then I can go to a shooting range and shoot guns. And that's what they're proposing in Connecticut now. And they're like, settle down, settle down. You're kooky when you get angry. No, that's because anger is what will move America to wake us up out of the trance. Now, I'm going to shut up. It's going to be a jam-packed hour. I got like 10 clips I haven't aired of powerful stuff I want to break down. The latest legislation, world news, economic news. We're going to get to it all. But Eric Mueller, known as Mangal, the syndicated radio host, getting to be a good friend of mine. I've known him about 10 years, doing interviews. We've hung out a few times now. I met him in Chicago. He's come down to Austin. And I enjoy doing this show once a week on Wednesdays and Thursdays sometimes. But he joins us. He's done a lot of national TV shows. His TV show now has exploded in Chicago on broadcast TV, about to get picked up nationally. Don't want to have to knock on wood, but very exciting, the success he's having. And I went last night. I've always liked William Shatner. Who doesn't? And so I took my wife to see William Shatner here in Austin at a packed Paramount Theater, great old theater, and I like him even more. I mean, it was like, wow, my wife's like, he says so much of what you say. Well, it's not because we're reading each other's notes. It's common sense life lessons. And Eric was telling stories because they're real good. Yeah, well, but retell the one, because some stations don't carry that segment. Again, you know, he came to your wedding, you know, you're good friends.
Alex.
Go ahead.
Alex.
Well, just finish. Tell us about William Shatner, and then.
Well, let me tell you this. I went to visit him on the set of Boston Legal, and have your guys look up right now the name behind Boston Legal. I can't think of the guy's name. He's a commie lib, TV guy, and the guy said, "That's Mancow. He's not allowed on the set." And Shatner said, "Mancow is my friend. How dare you disrespect a friend like that?" And Shatner walked off. And security came to get me, and Shatner said, "Are you serious?" And we went as far as we could go legally at the set there, and we stood on the line, and we stood and talked for a couple hours while everybody waited. David E. Kelly. It's a David E. Kelly show. And so Shatner, I mean, he was screaming, "Yo, this is my friend. You don't talk to my friend like this." David E. Kelly, because I was on the Fox News channel every day for 7 years. I mean, this is the kind of guy Shatner is. Look, Shatner and I, we don't agree on a lot of stuff politically, but I love the guy. Okay. The other one was, he was living in the back of his pickup truck, a little trailer, a shell, and a sleeping bag, and a Weber grill.
This is after his divorce in the 70s.
Star Trek is canceled. The wife waited till Star Trek got canceled. She filed for divorce, got all of that money. He's now going where, in that day, where, you know, actors go to die. He was doing dinner theater around America. He's doing dinner theater at Tiffany's Attic in Kansas City, Missouri. He's cooking on a burnout Weber grill, sleeping in a sleeping bag. A kid comes over on a Schwinn bike and says, "Hey, mister, is that your spaceship? Is it like bigger inside? Is it three-dimensional? Is it an optical illusion, Captain Kirk?" And he goes, yeah. And the kid goes, "Hey, I hear you're you know, they're going to be doing movies because of Star Wars. They're going to be doing a Star Trek movie." I don't know anything about it. And the kid goes, "Well, my father reads a magazine called Variety, and they say they're making a Star Trek movie, and they're looking for you." And in that moment, his life changed. Of course, those Star Trek movies were huge. I think Shatner's bigger than the Star Trek brand. have much power. I wish that, the Tea Party people and some of the others, your friend and mine, Rand, and others, would stir these guys up. You know, you talk about getting angry, Alex. Do you want me to stop talking?
No, that's why I'm not interrupting.
You talk about getting angry. You know, I had a politician in yesterday, Bob Fioretti. He's like, you know, the Second Amendment was about muskets. And I just got a text. I believe it's from another radio host named Michael Savage, who's listening to us right now. One of my buddies in radio. He sent me this, and he wants me to read this. And it's from George Washington. And it's a free people ought not to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who would attempt to abuse them, including their government. I mean, this is George Washington. See, this is the thing. They love to twist it. You know, it's not freedom. I don't want to see the Ten Commandments. It's not freedom from religion. It's freedom of religion. These people take this and they mutate it and they twist it and they make it something it isn't. This isn't about muskets and hunting. This is about having equal firepower to them. Okay? And in my city, where 532 have been killed, in the city of Chicago, folks, 532 murders. When the gangbangers come, they don't come one at a time. They come, and you need a machine gun to fight back these gangs. Okay? I know, because I've seen it. By the way, it's not freedom from the press. Well, there was no radio or TV back when they wrote this, so let's get rid of that. There was no internet. I mean, what is this nonsense? And this is what these politicians say. The Second Amendment was not about muskets, and it's not about hunting. So don't let them suck you into that stupid argument, folks.
I agree with you, and I want to say hi to Michael Savage. Glad he's getting back on radio, and if he ever wants to come on here, talk about his books or whatever. I know he goes on your show, and you guys are friends.
Yeah,
he's absolutely welcome any time to come on the broadcast. Would love to have him on. But I tell you, we're here at this crossroads now, and I agree with you talking about the William Shatner analogy or allegory, because he actually talked about some of that story yesterday in his two-hour talk, but he didn't tell the part about how he said he was down and out after the divorce, and the kid came over, and he said, "Is that really a spaceship?" And he let him go in.
Tell that story?
Yeah, and he said the kid came. And he said the kid came in the camper, and then he said, "Yeah, here's the controls of the spaceship with the knobs." But he didn't tell the story of how his life turned around there. But your point about America, the globalists, the New World Order,
Yeah. They
know that they've gotten away with so much, and that people are waking up to them.
Alex.
They are desperate, and we just need to believe we can win,
Alex.
and get angry.
Alex,
yes.
Let me tell you something. We don't need to quote George Washington or William Shatner. How about we quote Alex Jones? And I really do think this could, we'll quote you. I think this could be the moment. This is our moment. And I think when they go door to door, and they're talking about in Iowa, going door to door and other places, I think this will be the moment. And you said it will be 1776 all over again. I think enough is enough. You talk about at the clinic, well, buddy, not everybody's sick. But every one of your listeners that has a job has looked at their paycheck now. And this is only the beginning. I think the tide is turning. And let's quote 2013 Alex Jones. It's going to be 1776 all over again. If they want to get rid of the checks and balances, if they want to skip the judges, if they want to skip the Congress and everything else, if Obama wants to sign into executive order the destruction of the Second Amendment, it's an impeachable offense, and I don't want anyone hurt. I really don't. I don't want any of this. I really don't. I just, God dang it, I just want to raise my kids and you know, God, guns, and guts.
But these are real authoritarians. I mean, that's the thing. They're not going to stop,
Yeah. And
they're waging war against us. The power to tax is the power to destroy, Yeah. And they're coming after us. And by the way, I'm seeing all these calls for gun confiscations. I know you wouldn't just say that. Iowa's talking about door-to-door now?
Yeah, Iowa. One of the top politicians there. Hey, Alex, on the day of the Sandy Hook massacre, okay, these little kids being killed, on that day, did you see the politicians on CNN saying that Obama, and I quote, Obama, and I'm sure you have the clip, but Obama should exploit this tragedy?
Yeah, I saw them say all over, we need to use this is great, rubbing their hands together. Mancal, thank you.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe still another life that...
You see, when you come up to a point when corrupt forces are engaged in a revolution against your free country, they're the revolutionaries. In fact, they call us counter-revolutionaries. The globalists do. In official publications, I mean, we've read the quotes. They're the ones bringing the change in. It's bad change. And they're a mafia using high-tech advertising technologies, brainwashing, to manipulate people. And I'm just using good old-fashioned truth and anger and focus, and none of it is even coordinated. I'm just doing the best I can to wake people up, not even to convince you. This stuff is right there historically. And we've got all the proof. I mean, when they say, we don't want your guns in the L.A. Times, Alex Jones is crazy. There's an article out today. Alex Jones is a gun nut. He thinks we want their guns. Well, it's not my opinion. And they think you're stupid on The Daily Show when he gets up there and goes, it's not like Hitler's invading. Nobody wants your guns. This is a guy broadcasting, transmitting from a city where no one can own guns but government people. This is a guy in a city where Bloomberg has said he wants to disarm the American people. This is a guy that says hospitals can't give out painkillers. Let me tell you, I had pretty much a compound fracture one time, the bone almost sticking out of my leg. And I was real glad when they jabbed me with that morphine. And Bloomberg's saying, I'm just going to tell the hospitals and doctors what they can do. I'm going to tell you what you can serve, how much Coca-Cola you can buy. I'm going to tell you how big your apartment can be. People are like, man, that's over the top. They're getting you used to it. He's following a program. And then Cuomo says, we're going to sweep across the country. We're going to ban the guns. You don't need those guns for hunting deer. No. Once you can ban those, you can ban them all. And they know that. They follow the same pattern worldwide. They're coming for the guns, ladies and gentlemen. And they're accelerating their program. And we've got to get back in their face. Here's Governor Cuomo 2 days ago in a rally to come get our guns. Now, why is he raising his voice? Why, raising your voice is discrediting. You're supposed to be calm. No, they always raise their voices when they're getting hyped up. See, when they say kill Alex Jones, it's funny. If I said kill them, I'd be arrested. See, because they define everything because they're the bosses. No, you're not. You're a mirage. You're a facade. You're a paper tiger, a fraud, a projection, a hologram, a lie, smoke and mirrors. And I'm sick of it. Was it my opinion that the health care plan was going to rip everybody off and set up death panels? The stinking thing said it. It's a copy of what they've done in other countries. It's not like we're up here flying blind or something. We know where this thing leads. Authoritarianism. I mean, let's just go to the clip. Here's Cuomo. Here it is.
I know that the issue of gun control is hard. I know it's political.
Look at that monster.
I know it's controversial.
Gangster wants
your guns. But we are proposing today common sense measures. And I say to you, forget the extremists.
I am Don Corleone. It's simple.
No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets
to kill Don Corleone.
And too many innocent people have died already. Now, pass safe, reasonable gun control in the state of New York.
Siegel says to pick the gun now.
Safer.
Save lives.
Like Chicago and New York.
An example for the rest
highest
of the nation.
Crime rates.
Let them look at New York and say, this is what you can do. And this
look
is what
New
you
York.
Should do. This is New York, the progressive capital. You show them how we lead.
Unbelievable. I mean, you've got these guys, Bloomberg, Cuomo, all of them, Nancy Pelosi, just all of them, Michael Moore. Again, they talk to you like you're a five-year-old. Wayne LaPierre comes out and said what I've been saying, common sense. Hey, the Israelis arm all their people and school shootings stop. And the Israeli foreign minister comes out and goes, well, technically, we didn't arm people to stop school shootings. We call it terrorism. And the media went, see, they told you. And they said, Wayne LaPierre lied. I mean, that's the mind games, because they don't call it a mass shooting. They call it terrorism when somebody shoots people. People are like, oh, well, I mean, they play these mind games with people. And wake up out of your trance. And I mean, why did he get so excited? His State of the Union, his State of the State. With all of his minions in the State House, a mafia, New York legislature's famous group of crooks, just like Illinois, and they're like, we're taking over America. We're going to take everybody's guns, and then we're going to raise taxes up to 80%. We're going to gang rape all of Zizzy and Noses.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The gun culture, and even the LA Times admits this, is taking over and winning. In polls, despite them trying to say gun owners are guilty for the dead 20 children, which is incredible exploitation, we're winning. And a lot of leftists and women, in fact, I even saw a CNN story yesterday when I was out. You guys typed the other side of the gun culture. Women, moms with guns, CNN. It was out yesterday. I've already told you this for years. The women are getting into shooting groups. The liberals are shooting and going, wow, this is good to have a gun and feel secure. I have an instant access pistol safe. My kids can't get to it. It's biometric or it's a hand code. And they read locally about women shooting intruders and or women who people try to rape out in the parking lot. Women are getting empowered, which I wouldn't call feminism. I would just call being human, defending yourself. The feminists don't want that. They want you dehumanized, defeminized, unmasculated. I guess if that's a word, demasculated, but it's not a masculine trait. Defeminized, and then the state is your husband. See, the man gets out of the way, and the state is the husband. That's basically what this is. But look at this LA Times article if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones and Alex Jones and other pro-gun paranoids put the nuts in gun nuts. And this article goes on to say that I'm making it up. No one wants to confiscate my guns. Now, I've got Dianne Feinstein. I've got Holder. I've got Obama. I've got Sarah Brady. I've got the quotes and video of all of them saying we want to take guns. There should not be a right to own guns. There is no Second Amendment. Remember, they used to argue that. There's a bunch of articles out saying I'm a nut because I said I know you want our guns, Piers Morgan. Let's just get the debate out in the open. Here's the Daily Caller, but it links through to the local newspapers where he makes the quote, Iowa lawmaker calls for retroactive gun ban, confiscation of semi-automatic weapons. Well, Cuomo called for that in the New York Times 3 weeks ago. Feinstein called for it. Iowa lawmaker calls for retroactive gun ban, confiscation of semi-automatic weapons. In an interview with the Daily Times Herald in Carroll, Iowa, State Rep. Dan Mulliber, I think that's how you pronounce it, said governments should start confiscating semi-automatic rifles and other firearms. And other firearms, down to 22 rifle. We cannot have big guns out there, out here, as far as big guns that are out there. The semi-automatics and all of them. That's all of them. Mulliber, am I pronouncing that right? Told the newspaper during a December 19th audio tape interview. We can't have those running around out there. Those are not hunting weapons. See, they say it's always about hunting. That's their fake argument. No, it's about defending against tyranny. We should ban those in Iowa. He then went on to say, we'll go door to door, street by street, and get them. We need to get them off the streets illegally. And even if you have them, I think we need to start taking them. We can't have those out there. And he goes on to describe how to take them door to door. Ladies and gentlemen, now remember, I just showed you the LA Times. You're a radio listener. The headline is Alex Jones and other pro-gun paranoids put the nut in guns. And you read the article, they say not once but twice, we are imagining they want to take our guns. All they want is crazy people not to have them. And I was on Piers Morgan and tried to get to this point but could never get to it because I was going to debate Alan Dershowitz about it, but they panicked and kicked me off. They keep saying, well, shouldn't we be able to stop mentally ill people, folks? Five times in the month before he tried to go in gun shops and buy guns. He went to a gun show, too, and they wouldn't sell him a gun because in the NICS system, A, he looked crazy at the gun show, so they're going, I'm not selling my gun to you. Okay? Because that's a private sale. But at the places with the background check, he'd been flagged. He was in psychiatric care. You go in, and they flag you as dangerous, whether it's right or wrong, because they do for a lot of veterans. I think it's wrong. That's it. You can't buy a gun. He was refused through the NICS system. And what we've got clips of is Biden, the vice president, saying, we don't need to just ban gun shows and private sales, private transfers, period. Well, that's what their bills do. You can never transfer guns, not when you die, anything. Kind of like the death taxes. Can't transfer your money when you die. They're saying can't transfer any guns, period, when you die. You go turn them in. And they want to, and don't say they won't ban guns, even though they can't enforce it like the drug war. That's the whole plan, is now to pack the prisons with gun owners and have the purges of us. Just like the Attorney General has said, we need to make it like cigarette smoking, a dirty thing. Others have said make it like us being a sex offender. That's why they put your name out in the news when you're a gun owner, when they have you registered. They want to shame you. In fact, that's a quote. He says, we want to shame people into not owning guns. Well, I mean, aren't you ashamed of having all the bodyguards and carrying a gun? You punk, you gangster, you thug who shipped 20,000 guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. That came out in the CBS News. They got the memos first. I didn't need CBS News to tell me that was done to blame the Second Amendment. I had a DEA source told me about it before it even broke. Sully Castile. On record, go watch the video. He's been in studio. Years before Fast and Furious even broke. Because I'm here in Texas. And now it turns out the ATF was actually shipping in 18-wheelers guns themselves to them. They just, when it started breaking because they just wouldn't go along with it, they just reported on telling gun shops, go ahead and sell to the illegals, go ahead and sell to the coyotes. they work for us. Oh, we're going to track it. That was their cover. They were shipping 18-wheelers of hand grenades down there. And this all comes out here and there in the news. How are we being lectured by the Fast and Furious crew now? And then they play this game of, oh, we don't want your guns. And then Obama signs the bill giving himself Secret Service and other presidents armed Secret Service protection of upwards of $4 million a year per president for life. Normally, it was only 10 years after. Now it's for life. You can say, well, that's reasonable. Hey, most of us can't afford. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want a bodyguard, people around me all day. Plus, somebody really wants to get you, they can probably get you. A lot of times it turns out to be the bodyguard who they actually approach, be the one that kills you. But I can't afford a really good bodyguard. I'd rather put that money into getting the news out. I mean, man, I'm not going to start living where I've got a bodyguard with me. I might need one just to watch my back now if I go to New York or something where they got goons trying to set us up. Just witnesses, maybe like an entourage or something when I'm in public, you know, just to document things. Because they can set you up when you're alone. But we are going to go ahead now, and we are going to play this clip. This is a clip that we're going to go to of Mr. Stewart. And, of course, he's an establishment guy. Stewart's his fake name so that you don't know his brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. And this is a guy who's very funny, very witty. I like him at many levels, but he's a globalist and he's anti-gun. And he's up there broadcasting and transmitting from a city that says you can't own guns unless you're basically government mafia. And he's saying Alex is implying Hitler is going to invade America. No, he thinks his audience is dumb. I'm saying Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and all these others took the guns. Let's go ahead and go to that clip now.
So this isn't really about the Constitution or efficacy of regulation or intruder defense. It's about how perilously close some people in this country feel they're living to a tyrant's rule.
It's something we've seen happen time and time again in history with Stalin, happened in Cambodia, and then, of course, the Third Reich. No one saw that coming until it was too late.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Holy No one's taking away all the guns. But now I get it. Now I see what's happening. So this is what it is. Their paranoid fear of a possible dystopic future prevents us from addressing our actual dystopic present. We can't even begin to address 30,000 gun...
And I guess we need the full clip, but it's not 30,000 gun deaths. It's 11,000. Most of them gangbangers or suicide. I've been breaking down the actual numbers. I was seeing over 4,000. It looks like it's more like 3,000 are actually people doing the murders or killing people. I mean, that's nothing in 315 million people. So, again, back that up a little bit, because there were several Stewart clips. I don't know if that's the one I actually gave you. Problem is I give you guys so many clips. Play the Stewart part again for people, because I want folks to hear that. Just whenever you're ready, or just play the whole thing.
So this isn't really about the Constitution or efficacy of regulation or intruder defense. It's about how perilously close some people in this country feel they're living to a tyrant's rule.
It's something we've seen happen time and time again in history with Stalin, happened in Cambodia, and then, of course, the Third Reich. No one saw that coming until it was too late.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
Holy No one's taking away all the guns. But now I get it. Now I see what's happening. So this is what it is. Their paranoid fear of a possible dystopic future prevents us from addressing our actual dystopic present. We can't even begin to address...
Yeah, and when I saw the full clip, he goes on to say they think Hitler's going to invade. Will somebody get me the full clip? because I wanted to play it a couple days ago. I never got around to it. I want the full thing. Because the clip I want is where he says, they're afraid Hitler's going to invade. No, we're not afraid. It's my fault. I just got to review every clip we're going to play. Because we've got so many, they always get mixed up for whatever reason. He goes on to say, in my whole point of playing the clip, that we believe, you can even just play it off YouTube. It doesn't have to turn into a big rocket science deal. We can just find it, get to it, and play the part. He says that we think Hitler's going to invade. No, no, no. We know the same megabanks that funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao did that. That's what we know. That's what we understand. That's what we're aware of. That's what's going on. And plus he says, we don't want the guns. No one's going to take them. They're talking about confiscating them. The bills are introduced, and he's still up there. And in another clip, he talks about, you know, Biden said nobody's going to take your gun, and nobody is. You can have your Beretta pistol. That's a handgun, not a pistol. It just shows the incredible ignorance. Now, again, we've already played this, but here's a short clip of Conan O'Brien where he is talking about how there was a debate between myself and Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan handled it very calmly, and they put a gun in my hand, animated, if you're a radio listener, but you'll hear it shooting, and it's firing, and I'm firing it at him. And the idea is the fact that I'm like, hey, governments have been tyrannical. Our government's clearly getting tyrannical. You're not going to get our guns. And the message is, I'm the dangerous one. And see, that's how domesticated we've gotten. You raise your voice to a foreigner, tyrant, liar, and oh my gosh, some conservative said, don't get in anybody's face. Don't wake anybody up. No, no, no. That's just how the country was founded. Don't ever get your blood pressure up. Just go to sleep. Be calm. What are the clergy response teams that governments hire to tell folks to turn their guns in and submit to government? They go, just calm down. Do what's required of you. Do whatever the government says. The government's our boss. That's not what freedom is all about. We didn't get all this freedom because our forebears laid down. Here is the clip of Conan O'Brien.
Everyone is talking today about Piers Morgan's interview last night with radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. He's the guy who started a petition to get Piers deported from America. Now, the two men debated gun control. I'm not 100% sure, but I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
Tonight, I'll go head-to-head with a man who actually wants to deport me.
And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms. We will not relinquish this. Do you understand? Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns.
I thought Pierce handled these.
Yeah, and the clip goes on to say, I think Pierce handled things quite well. So this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with as a society and as a culture. And, again, this is how they sit there and try to misrepresent everything to everybody. This is how the power structure tries to manipulate the population. And, you know, to go on and finish what John Stewart said in the full clip, he said Hitler's, you know, going to be invading. That's what we think. No, we don't think Hitler's invading. We know we live in the worldwide center of a globalist empire that is full-spectrum dominance against human populations. The globalists fund all the major radical groups. They fund our government, the other governments. They control the whole show through fiat. They fund the radical Muslims. They put them in charge. They have them menace us. Then they train the military and police to take on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists. This is what we're dealing with. This is the problem that as a society we face. And they're bringing us into this crisis. They're economically imploding things. They want to make us poor so that we can never rise again against them. This is all their stated plan. But during this period of takeover, they know we're going to get restless. So they're gauging things. They're fine-tuning things, but their main message is you're discredited if you get upset and get involved. And that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're like, look at these kooks. These Tea Party people want lower taxes, and they all want open borders, and they say health care's got death panels. Man, they're in loons. The bill has the death panels. Now they brag they're in there. What are these kooks? They say we want their guns, but we don't. They're playing psychological gaslighting games. If you don't know the psychological term, gaslighting, you haven't looked it up. And that's just where you sit there and tell somebody, you're not on planet Earth, you're on planet Pop-Tart. They're like, really? I am? Yes, you fell down and hit your head. And some weak-minded people actually buy into it. So they're up there going, yeah, we're going to take your guns, but we're not. We just said you were. Oh, you crazy little man. And then they make the whole debate about whether or not we're going into this level of control. And again, I'm going to do a special report with all these different clips together. The bizarreness of it is I heard a clip yesterday they were playing. We'll play it later after Joel Skousen pops in, where Howard Stern and Quivers, his co-host, were defending me and saying they agreed with me. Very, very strange to have them agreeing with me, but I guess they understand where the people are and that most people understand that guns make you safer. Especially because society is degenerating. There's going to be a lot of craziness going on. And so we need guns to protect ourselves. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Would not be coming after our guns right now unless they were planning a lot of nastiness. Here's the Daily Times Herald. Ban and seize semi-automatic weapons. Boom. Door-to-door confiscation being called for. And by the way, that's in Iowa, It was Arcadia, Iowa, that the U.S. Army did a gun confiscation drill, and it was in the paper. They practiced taking over the gun shop, arresting him in the drill, and then going door to door and taking the guns, and they got all 600, quote, households, estimated, I don't know, 3,000 people or whatever, to let the Army in each house to search for guns. And then I read the article a few years ago on air. It created a national stir, and they had an article the next day saying the conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is a liar and a horrible person and caused a panic. But I had the news article where they said they trained for gun confiscation, and then I had the colonel on who admitted it. And that's all in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. 2 years ago came out, very important film. And you see that film from 2 years ago, all of it's now coming true. Because, I mean, they said they would do it. And that's what's so frustrating about all this, is that this is real, this is happening, and I go and I get in the face of Piers Morgan going, I know you're coming after our guns. Tyrants throughout history have tried to get our guns, and I'm not putting up with you. Is that clear? You're on notice. I mean, which, do you think George Washington, they talked to the Redcoats like that for years before it happened, before the physical fight. Paul Revere did the exact same thing, and then some. I'm telling you, the average even conservative today, because some conservatives, a lot of them got mad at me, they would probably want to put George Washington in jail, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine, Patrick Henry, all of them. I mean, I bet if I drove with a car with bullhorns on the top of it, if the Army was coming door-to-door confiscating guns, I bet if I drove through the streets of Austin, even in a conservative area, saying, they're coming to confiscate guns, they're coming to confiscate guns, prepare yourselves, that a lot of people would come out and start shooting at me and would be proud when the police showed up and would salute them and say, here's my guns, and I killed Alex Jones. In fact, I know that would happen. If Paul Revere had people like this, so-called conservatives like this, and libertarians in his day and age, in 1775, he would have been riding through the countryside saying, to arms, the Redcoats are coming to confiscate the ball and powder and muskets. Somebody would have opened their upper window, they'd have slid a long rifle out, and they would have shot him right there on the spot. And then when the Redcoats got there, they would have saluted and handed their gun in. And so that told me a lot about people that, I don't know, 20-30% of folks got real mad at me and said, how dare you call him a liar? How dare you get in his face? And you know what? Hey, may the chains set lightly upon you. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Forget that we were your countrymen. Good. You like the way the mainline neocon talk shows have been taking you? You like the way you like Mitt Romney as the Republican nominee? You like that? Well, good. May your chains sit lightly upon you. As for all the rest of you, spread the word about the broadcast. Support our local M&M affiliates. Buy the high-quality ProPure water filters. 10% discount, promo code WATER, and InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And buy the T-shirts. This new T-shirt's out and is the best seller ever. Come and take it with the Second Amendment inside the machine gun. You got to see it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Your purchase makes the transmission possible. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.